So he was referred specifically for the trial. He was treated on this phase 2 trial with sunitinib at 50 milligrams daily on the 4-2 schedule. He actually tolerated it relatively well. All of his toxicities listed on the slide, the fatigue, mucositis, and hand-foot syndrome were grade 1 to 2. He had a reduction in his target lesions of in the range of 20 to 25%. Didn't quite meet the criteria for one of the responses, but if you remember the waterfall plot, he was one of those number of patients that had some evidence of target lesion reduction, but not quite making a partial response. He actually remained on therapy, on 4, off 2, at 50 milligrams for about 9.5 months, actually worked full-time during that period of time.
Wow, what kind of work does he do?
He was a kind of a desk job in some business in Wilmington.
So the fatigue wasn't overwhelming?
Grade 1, no. I mean, you have to understand this patient was a quite stoic and I'm going to do it no matter what happens type of patient. But again, he was still able to do it in this particular setting. He remained on therapy for about 9.5 months before he had relatively rapid progression. I think his oncologist in Wilmington, I'm not quite sure, but I think his oncologist gave him a trial of erlotinib in the fourth line setting. But he died about 2.5 months after he came off of this trial. So
sunitinib is obviously available for oncologists to utilize. Are there any situations where you could see using it off study in non-small cell?
So that's the problem. You know, in the old days, this is what we would do. You know, we have these patients who are PS1. You know, they've been alive for a year or two. They're doing well. And basically, you know, your choices get down to, am I going to give them a irinotecan or an avalbine or mitomycin or sunitinib or sorafenib? And you talk to the patients and they say, geez, I'd like to have, you know, sunitinib or sorafenib. Yeah. So I have several patients who have received sorafenib off-label in this setting.
The doctor after his splenectomy is going to go right on
No, but I, yeah.
After the brain metastasis.
You know, my personal view of this situation is that, to me, the sunitinib data looked identical to the initial phase 2 trials with gefitinib and erlotinib, yep. Mm-hmm. Right? So, however, you know, this data should not replace the standard first, second, third line data. But as Paul said, there are a number of patients who you go through the three lines, they still are good performance status, and, you know, you're out fourth, fifth. My personal best is 10 lines of therapy. And this was one of the patients that got sunitinib as about her, I think, third line regimen.
What about sorafenib? Same thing, off study, you're okay with that?
I'm okay with that.